I'm Jim Phillips, continuing with this second half of our program today, Prepare Without Fear, long-term considerations as we're getting ready to move into some more in-depth topics in some of these areas. Talking about water at this point. Now, by the way, let me remind you, if you have any questions, you can email them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. You can leave a voicemail message on a toll-free line, which is 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. And that will, your messages will come back to me through my staff. Also, our primary website, which is preparemyfamily.com. And if you look on there for the DVD giveaway, we give away the information on this number one DVD to get people started. And it actually covers some of the things we're talking about here. The basic principles, 2 hours, principle-based DVD, $5.50, the cost of delivering it to you. Back on this topic of water, which is so critical, you must understand the vital nature of water and make provisions for that. Because how long do you live without, well, in very tough conditions without clothing? Maybe just a few hours or a half a day or a day, you know, before you're injured or dead. Same thing with water. How long does it take? Well, we say typically about 3 days if you have no water, but it'll depend on situations. In extreme circumstances, some people have not made it 24 hours when they did not have water, when conditions were really extreme. If conditions are, I'll say, good, how long can you go without having any water, any fluid intake into the body? We say about 3 days, but maybe it's 4, 5, or 6. Doesn't make any difference. The end result is still the same. Things happen fast, and you suffer a lot in the process. It's a miserable way to die. You don't want to do that. So you must make provisions for water, but if you get contaminated water in your body, as I was just talking about, you get sick from that, you still die. So it's important that you have not only enough water, but it has to be quality water. Store water, expedient water, and then have the water filters, the chemicals, the heat, the different processes. Go back to the water class. Several months ago, two, three months ago, we went over water in depth. But for long-term considerations, you're going to have to learn how to do things maybe very primitively. This is where learning to make charcoal. What's charcoal? It's just wood that didn't get burned all the way, those black chunks of things that are left. That will help you sweeten the water, take out taste. It'll help remove some contaminants. It won't render it biologically safe. Heat can do that, boiling, and or some chemicals if you have them. Iodine or very strong solutions of chlorine will do that. And then you can remove the iodine or the chlorine with the charcoal, which will absorb those chemicals from the water. So you start to see that there's things you can do, even that are very primitive things that you can make. Here's a thought to think about. I described this in the water class a little bit. You might want to make. Now, by the way, you can buy these from catalogs like the Lemlins, and I think Cumberland General Store has them, a downhole water bucket that may be 4 inches in diameter that fills from the bottom, has a valve in the bottom, and then you can lift it up out of a well so that you could pull water to the surface that way. Generally, water underground is likely to be better than that that's on the surface unless there's been a flood. It's flooded over the top of the well and flooded down the hole. Now then you have contaminated water in the ground. It takes a long time for that to clean up. But being able to pull water out of a well when there's no electricity could be a very useful thing to do. Well, you can make one using PVC plastic pipe, reducing bushing, a coupling, and a toilet tank flapper. Little things that you can build. You want to have some of those materials on hand or learn how to scrounge them, so if the time is right and you need to pull water out of a well, you would be able to do that. For some of your long-term considerations, you must have some of these skills, or people around you have these skills. You do not have to give up and die if you have the knowledge and understanding. Right after this break, prepare without fear.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Fear. I'm Jim Phillips on this beautiful winter day. Bright blue skies and brilliant white snow. Still a couple of feet of snow in my yard. We love it. Anyway, we were talking about water and the need for you to be prepared with water in long-term considerations. You're going to have to learn how to find water, locate water, and perhaps make some of the means of sanitizing that water so that it'll be safe. But these are not hard to do. This is not difficult, but you do need to practice and play with it now. Go back and listen to the water class. Sanitation, one that's so critically important, and most people have not thought very much about or learned very much about sanitation and how do you keep your environment clean and from becoming contaminated. It is about learning how to dispose of human waste, all kinds of human waste, the garbage that comes away from food and kitchen. It's about learning to keep your clothes clean and your environment clean. It's about learning how to dispose of the things that come from the body. Urine is generally very clean. It's not a big deal, but boy, that solid matter that comes from the bowels, the fecal matter, is extremely hazardous and will spread disease. It'll set up a pestilence and sickness cycle that will decimate communities if you're not careful. So it's important that you know how to handle those kinds of things, because you may have to take personal responsibility for it if the infrastructure or your area breaks down, or if your equipment that you have breaks down at home, or if you have to leave home. What are you going to do? Listen to the sanitation class previously. Store some of the provisions. But here's something I want to talk about on the long-term area. I think we all understand that, boy, some toilet paper would be nice, and yes, some of the feminine hygiene things would be nice, but what are you going to do for months and months and months? How do you take care of some of those issues? Let's talk about these paper products for a moment. Some of the things that you can and should be doing, and I like the low cost, the free things, because to me they're extremely important, simply because there are some things that you really need to buy. I made a pocket knife one time. Man, that's a lot of work buying. It's not worth making one. So save your money to buy the things that are difficult to make, and if you don't have the right tools, you can't make them at all. You do that by, well, you say, I want to store some toilet paper. Good, store some. It's a great place to start. But how can you have a year supply or 2 year supply, a 3 year supply? It starts to be kind of expensive and kind of bulky. What do you have for substitutes that you can tuck away? Well, for one thing, newsprint does a pretty good job. It's not ideal, but I'll tell you what, it's better than a lot of things. Also, your old phone books. Phone books and the newsprint page that are in there, fine, and there they all are kind of stacked up and kind of dense. Here's a consideration if you thought you were going into something long term. You might want to use a mixture of those things, some newsprint and some of the phone book print, because they'll do the rough work, so to speak. You know, I'm an engineer who gets in all kinds of discussions about things of how do you do this, I'll say appropriately, tastefully, but yet get the message across. Well, you can do the first part of the cleanup with the rough paper and then the final cleanup, if you will, for the nice. And that extends the life of your toilet paper. Simple as that. What do you do when those things are all gone? Now what are you going to do? Well, here again, it might be nice to have a mixture of things so you can dispose of some of them, throw away the worst part of it. But ultimately, what did people do before we had the paper products? Paper, particularly in that roll-up thing with the cardboard tube, has not been with us that long. That's kind of a 100-year-old product. You go back much further than that, it didn't really exist. What did people do in the past? Well, for one thing, in ancient Romans, they used brushes and sponges to kind of scrub up that area and take care of the hygiene with some flowing and running water. Also, pioneers and people that were traveling, they had some cloth that was specifically devoted to do that. Now, they didn't use it and throw it away because you can't carry enough cloth. It was used, and then it was reused by washing it and cleaning it. Those are things you just need to accept and you need to deal with. And so be prepared. So what I do around here is some of our old bed sheets and pillowcases, when they get a little, you know, they're getting a little bit frayed around the edges and those things, don't throw them away. They are rags. They're useful for rags. In some cases, you may just use them once and toss them out. But it's also part of your sanitation supplies where you have something that you can now reuse a few times. But you need to be able to sanitize those things and clean them up good, or it becomes a spreader of disease. And that's where some of the other supplies come into play and how you're going to use chemicals to sanitize things. That one of the things you can store that is so nice to have in storage, because it stores very compactly, is products. You can get them in the food service industry for sanitizing food contact surfaces. Things like Steramine, which makes a tablet here. It's one tablet and a gallon of water, and it makes a quaternary ammonia solution that will kill all kinds of bacteria and viruses. You can use, of course, chlorine and iodine. Iodine stains, but yet it's effective in killing things, and so is the ammonia. These are things that you can have. Now, once they are gone, then you're going to be using heat in most cases to take care of sanitizing if you have nothing else. Heat will work fine, but it does take a supply of fuel to do that. Be sure you have the ability to sanitize and keep clean. Now, nutrition, here's another one. This is one, as you look at the long-term considerations, it's important because you have to realize that you are what you eat. You don't want to skimp here. Quality nutrition is important. When you have negative foods that can stress the body and help compromise the immune system, that's a problem. So you need to start working on these things now. I've heard some people say, well, I'll store the healthy food, and when we have to, we'll eat it. But as for now, we're going to keep eating our Twinkies and potato chips. I'm like, oh, goodness. That's hard on you right now. and it's hard on your health, and then you're going to try and change your diet from something you're used to eating right now into something that may be healthy, but you're like not happy eating this stuff. You've got enough stresses going on in your life. Do it now. Make the changes now. Shift to healthy, wholesome, pure foods now, because it's good for your health, but it also helps you prepare for a time when maybe that's the kinds of things you have, and that would be the best things to have. Let's break the food into categories. Again, these topics have been talked about before some, and I'll go into nutrition a little more in depth in a coming program, so I'm just going to touch them here. Food categories, expedient foods. Those are foods that you just open them up and eat them. You don't have to do anything to prepare them. Mostly wet pack foods, things that are canned, and those can be expedient. They're okay to use for a short period of time. You have convenience foods where you may have to just boil them or add hot water to them, and then you have the long-term storage foods that are more of your very basic foods, also your very healthy foods, very nutritional foods when they're stored properly. But they're going to take time to process them, prepare them, and make a meal with them. There are the five food groups. Now, this is the real five food groups. Here's the five: live foods, sleeping foods, dying foods, dead foods, and deadly foods. Let's talk about the deadly foods for a moment. That's not too hard to figure out. That's all of the sweetened, chocolatey, hard, chewy, munchy treats that we've become so accustomed to, but it can also be those colored cereals and those toaster pastry things and the artificially sweetened drinks and colored anything that's loaded with sugar or artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors and colors. Please realize most of that stuff is made from coal tar, and it's all manipulated hydrocarbons, coal tar in most cases, to make different colors and flavors. Wonderful things we can do with chemistry, just don't eat them, is my position on those things. That's the deadly foods. Dead foods are the things that have been cooked, they've been heated, or in some cases irradiated so that you don't have anything live in there in terms of bacteria, but it also takes care of enzymes and some of the other more easily damaged nutrients that heat will break down. So they have less nutrient value for them, although a lot of those things are very convenient to use. That's kind of handy. Just don't eat them long term. Of course, now we can pump up their value by adding some live things to them. Then you have dying foods. That, you know, it's the banana that's really, it's the getting old. It's the limp celery and the limp broccoli and those kinds of things. They're dying. They're better than dead foods probably, but the nutrient value is going down. You want to get them when they're very fresh. Now, what's a sleeping food? A sleeping food are foods that are processed in such a way with very low heat or no heat, such that the enzymes have not been denatured or broken down. And there's some foods that may be dried and packaged that have a lot of these vital enzymes still in there. And then it's also the most important ones, though, it is the seeds, the grains and the legumes and the seeds that we can store, that you wake them up to become live foods by sprouting them. Sprouting is one of those things that's extremely important that you learn to do now. We'll talk about sprouting in the future when we're talking more on nutrition in depth, but sprouting is extremely important. If you're not now sprouting, learn how to do it. You'll want to learn how to do it. I'll talk about that with more depth later on, so that you can do those things now, get used to doing them now. Because, see, if you had a can of pork and beans, which is, you know, you've had that stored away, it's kind of, it's very convenient to use, it's very expedient to use, its nutrient value is down, and if you have time, when you add a handful of live sprouts to it, wheat is a great one to add in there, but it might be alfalfa, any number of things, lentils, wonderful things that you put those in with that dead food, that's the canned food, and guess what? Its nutritional value is increased tremendously. The live enzymes that are in those living plants that you eat will help you digest and utilize the thing that's in that dead food. So sprouting is extremely important. The long-term storage foods, many of them can and should be your grains and legumes and seeds that you can then, of course, wake up. You can use them as whole foods just by grinding them and cooking them and boiling them. That's great. Or you can sprout them and make them come to life, which is a tremendous way to eat them. One of the healthiest things you can do. Well, we'll talk more about food and nutrition, giving you a thumbnail on the long-term considerations for your nutrition right after this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I am Jim Phillips visiting with you today. And our long-term considerations as we're preparing to go into greater depth on some of these topics in the future. We talk about these parachutes. We've done them in depth in the past. But now as we look at the long-term provisions, it becomes nutrition in a different way. And that's why in the future, sprouting will become so important for you to learn about. We'll talk about that. And using some of these basic foods that are actually easy to use, but a lot of people may not be familiar with them, the whole grains and legumes, and how do you cook and work with them. So important that you learn to do those things, because you can store that kind of food very long periods of time. I have things in my storage that are decades old, and they're still perfectly good and usable. Now, one of the other categories of the lie of food is what I call future food. How can you have food in the future? Well, we store the expedient foods, the convenient foods, and the long-term storage foods. But if you're really looking at things from a long-term standpoint and staying healthy and well, you've got to learn how to replace your food, to replenish your food. And, of course, what is that? That's about gardening. Gardening is one of those extremely important things that you make provisions for. And by the way, about gardening, it's not about just having a few things you store away and say, well, when I have to, I'll learn how to garden. It doesn't work that way, folks. Garden now. Spring is coming. Now, if you're in some areas of the country, you can probably start gardening right now. Other areas, like where I'm at, the last frost that we have, our traditional last frost, is June 10th. Now, we'll have things in the ground before then. We'll be doing gardening, and we'll have to protect them. But you've got to get the practice in now, and you must be building your soil and strengthening your soil now, not trying to deal with it when you need to eat the food. Another part of the future food is that you're going to learn how to collect and gather, harvest your own seeds so that you reuse the plants generation after generation, actually to see if you do it properly. You actually get better seeds year after year that will help you have even a better garden because they adapt to your conditions and climates. It's important that you learn about composting and reusing organic matter. The things that would come out of the kitchen and out of the yard, and you put those things back into the soil because that's where they were supposed to go. The garbage disposal is one of the worst things that you can have in your house as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, it's convenient, I know, and I've used them. But you really want to learn about composting and get to where you compost all of the organic matter that, almost all the organic matter that comes out of your kitchen. There's a few things you don't compost, and I'll teach you some about those things. And also, if you want to have the fresh greens in the winter, sprouting is one of the ways of doing that, to both germinate things and let them go to sprout and get green on you. But you can also build greenhouses and sun spaces that will let you extend the growing season. And I'll discuss some of those things with you in the future. Now, another topic is shelter. Shelter is vitally important that you learn. I mean, shelter is a comfortable, wonderful thing to have. And, of course, I make the point that your clothing is your personal portable shelter. Yeah, for a little while, for a few days, maybe a couple of 3 weeks if you had to, or if you're on the move or what have you, it may be very inconvenient to have shelter. But you may really want to think in terms of what do I do if I need to leave my home. I mean, I really need to leave it or my home is destroyed. Well, you can always go down to the auditorium with, 6,000 other really unhappy people and hang out with everybody that's coughing and sneezing on each other. That's not where I'm going to go. I'm going to get away from those places because those are disease breeders, and it's an attitude, situation that you may have to deal with. I'm certainly glad to go help those people that are struggling and suffering, but I don't want to live with them because of the damage they may do to me and my family. So having an alternative shelter is something for you to consider doing. Things that may be portable you can take with you, things that you may have to build or set up or erect. Now, the lowest cost, simplest, temporary, short-term, not use it forever really shelter is the plastic sheet. I think I described that one to you months ago. When we were talking a little bit about clothing, because see how you sleep at night, nighttime clothing, well, that's a sleeping bag, but it may take a shelter. A 12-foot by 12-foot, 4-mil thick plastic sheet, the Visqueen, will allow you to camp from above the Arctic Circle in the winter, which I've done using the plastic sheet, right down into the deserts and everything in between the mountains and those things. Doesn't work real well in a swamp. And I'm not into swamp camping all that much. You're going to use some other things there. But other than the really swampy areas and mosquito and chigger-infested areas, the plastic sheet does a wonderful job of giving you basic shelter you can wrap your bed up in. Of course, you can learn how to erect flies and put up canopies and those kinds of things using tarpaulins and other things. Those are useful. You can have the mountaineering tents and the small portable tents, but we'll discuss tents and some of the quality of those things. You may even want to go right to using a very large shelter. It's portable, but it is large and it is heavy. Some friends of mine, some of my students, lived for 2 years over in the cold area of this state where temperatures in the winter were 20 and 30 and 40 below zero, and they lived in their tent all year round there. Now, they were using the clothing that we talk about as a part of that, but they set up a very comfortable tent. We'll talk a little bit about how you might do that and some considerations there. We'll continue on these topics right after this break. I am Jim Phillips.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
About some of our long-term considerations as we're preparing for some of these other topics in the coming weeks. A little bit more on shelter. You can set your shelter up to be so comfortable, as my friends did over in this cold mountainous area where they had a small portable photovoltaic system and some storage batteries that were in there so they could run lights and have some general comforts. I spent a night in their tent over there. In fact, we went over there and did classes in it. They wanted me to come over and teach some of their people some of the things I do, and I said, I'll make you a deal. I'll come over there if we can stay in your tent. I don't want to go to some building someplace. I wanted to talk to them about what it's like to spend 2 years in a tent, some of the problems I thought that might come up. I've never lived in a tent for 2 years, so I'll go to somebody who did. And I'll see if some of my thoughts and ideas were correct and find what else I can learn that I've never thought of, because you don't think of some of these things till you go and do it. So that's what we did. And it was a comfortable, wonderful experience. a little over a year ago when we did that. Wellness. Now, there's a topic we'll spend more time on, and I already touched on this one a bit. Wellness takes on kind of two areas. One of them is getting well before. You do that now. It's important that you work on your health now. Change your diet. Change your thinking. Do the things you've got to do right now to eliminate the health issues if you can. Now, I know as we get older, as I am, things break down and they stop working quite as well. That's a part of the human experience. That's fine. But it shouldn't be this gradual downhill, just getting worse and worse thing. The way I believe it should be, and what I've seen other people do that started particularly in their youth and younger years, to maintain their health and keep it up by their diet, their exercise, the things they didn't do, the things they didn't eat, and the things that they did do and they did eat, and they can go along and you reach the normal ripe old age, and then over a period of time of weeks or maybe a few months or maybe a year or so, health declines, and then you get to leave this place and go home. I believe that's the way it's supposed to be, rather than this downgraded year after year of continuing. Anyway, that's a topic I want to be careful about getting into. I'll get some people irritated at me. Take care of your health now. You can recover your health. I will tell you some things about that that I know. I'm not an expert in that area, in all areas of it, but there are some things that I do know and I do understand that I believe are important for you to recognize. And if you haven't thought about those things, do it now. And by the way, I want to endorse a product. I've mentioned this a couple of times, one that I learned about on RBN. They were just advertising it a little while ago, the Heart and Body Extract. That seems to be a really good product. I'm very happy with that product. I've been using that now for, what, 3 months, 3.5 months? And you read the ingredients list on it. I like what I read on it. I understand a little bit about some of those herbs and those extracts that are in there. And I have been very satisfied with the results of that for a guy who's had some of the injuries that I've had and some of the age that's under my belt. I've liked what that one is doing both now, before something happens, but my plan is to have quite a number of these bottles in storage to continue the process when things happen. There's a lot of herbs that you need to learn about, and you can learn from some wonderful books and outstanding people that have a great understanding of these things. I don't teach them so much. I just use them. I listen to the other experts. But I'll tell you this, and after talking to a number of people in my own experience, if I could only have one herb in my storage that also is something used for flavoring, but if I only could have one, it would be cayenne. Some people consider that to be the master herb, if you will. It does a lot of wonderful things. Now, certainly you want more than that, but learn how to use them, how to use them effectively. Now, does this replace doctors and medical other kinds of things? Of course it does not. We should use those things appropriately, but use them in balance. The idea is get to the point where you don't have to have the medications and the chemical intervention. We use them for a period of time to help solve some things right now. You may have to do that. Some people may have to. But with those things go away, what are you going to do? What's the substitute? You've got to start learning about them now and making that transition now. If you don't make the transition now, it's going to be rough or you're not going to make it. Get the books, go to the classes, learn about these things, start practicing them now. You don't learn to put on and use a parachute after you fall out of the plane. You need to have the parachute on. You need to have practiced with it. You need to have been jumping with that parachute regularly. So when somebody tosses out of a plane, you just go like, yeah, I do this all the time. This is fun. Wahoo. Rather than, oh, my heck, what am I going to do? Gee, I hope I put this thing on right. Where's that D-ring to pull? And how do you cinch these straps? And how soon should I pull it? And you're trying to do that and read the instructions while you're falling. Not a good idea, folks. Learn now. I'll give you some descriptions of things that we have managed to do. Let's talk about tools for a moment. Tools are extremely important. I've already mentioned one of those earlier, and we'll go into our future classes into tools, just like we will in wellness and shelter and these other areas. we'll dig into them with greater depth, and I would encourage you, please send me your questions, your comments, send them via email to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com, or leave your voicemail messages at 1-888-U-GET-SET. That's 1-888, the letter U, get set. You can go to our website, which is preparemyfamily.com. Get that DVD for $5.50, two-hour principle-based DVD that you can get for $5.50. It's number one in the series of DVDs and classes that I do. And by the way, I'm going to be up in Cardston, Alberta, Canada, on the 22nd, 23rd. We'll get that on our website. I think the calendar will be up by then. And I'll be doing a series of classes and presentations up there. If somebody's listening in that area, you could certainly be welcome. We'll get the contact information on that, the people that are sponsoring to have me come up and teach classes up there for a day and a half. Now then, back to tools. I already talked about one of these tools, the pocket knife. A high-quality pocket knife is a valuable tool to have. In fact, I believe an important part of the pocket knife is the lanyard that attaches it to your clothing so you can't drop the thing and lose it in the snow or drop it in the water and lose it there. I have it so I can unclip it if need to, but most time I have it clipped to me. I also find it very important to have it clipped to me when you're out with the grandchildren. And they'd like to sit by Grandpa, or as some of them call me, Papa, and use my knife to whittle on a piece of wood or something like that. Well, they can walk away just as far as the lanyard will let them go, which is about 2 feet, so that I don't lose that thing. It's a vital tool to have on me. When we get the tools, I'll go into more depth about some of those items. But consider that. Things that, a needle, that is a tool. A needle is a tool to repair your clothing. Extremely important you have a tool like that. Fire is a tool. The fire itself is a tool. Now, you can have a tool that allows you to make fire, like this little butane lighter that I have most of the time in my pocket tucked away. I evaluate these things by using them for long periods of time, weeks and months, and pound on them and beat them and throw them around, let them get wet and cold, and use them hundreds and hundreds of times. I have this little butane lighter that does a wonderful job, and I'm very happy about it. We'll talk about it in some of the future classes, some of these tools that may be very useful. Another tool, this is a tool of learning, but it's books. Books and having a library. Now, you don't have a library that's on the shelf and say, gee, look at all the books I have. You have a library of books that you have read and that you've been playing with the things that are in there, but that's a tool of learning. That's a way of helping you gather more understanding about things. So there are some books that we'll talk about in the future also. Another tool area to consider is mobility. How would you move your stuff? If you need to be on the move, how are you going to do it? And I know it's much more convenient to stay at home, but what if you can't? What if your home was destroyed? What if there's a reason that you need to just get out of the way of something and move on? Well, backpacks are nice. I've spent years, decades backpacking. Love backpacking, but you can only carry so much. But that will allow you to move a certain amount of supplies. You need to take a look at the kinds of backpacks that you'd have. Now, when I leave with my other vehicles, I'll have the backpacks with me because I can always ferry things and move small quantities of things different places. It'll be important to have a good quality backpack. But then getting things that are wheeled. It might be the luggage carts, yes. It might be the hand truck, the wheelbarrow. Those things are useful, the hand cart. There's some things you can do there. Still, you're not moving very much. If you need to move, you'll want to have vehicles that will let you do that, at least to go and set up a new base of operation. That's where you have your pickup and your trailer, your car with the trailer, those kinds of things. You're still a little more limited in what you can move, but maybe you make a couple of trips. But by golly, that's a heck of a lot better than putting it on your back and trying to carry it. If you have recreational vehicles, motorhomes, those are also a useful thing to have. you might consider how to outfit them and just how much you can really jam into that thing if you need to get on the move. You can take it right up to the Ultimate. One of my friends, they have a semi-trailer truck and that works just fine. And they've got that trailer stocked with their supplies and things so that if they really need to move from where they are, they can take all of those things with them. I mean, that's kind of the Ultimate. And some people may not be into doing that, but by golly, you can do that if you want to. They bought that truck. I think he bought it in an auction, and he bought it at a really low price, amazingly low price. So consider what you need to do, what your situation is, and then work towards that goal of solving that issue. Now then, in the area of tools, let's consider some other things. Now, some of these things fall into different categories. You think about it a little bit. Here's a sanitation item, but it's actually a tool. They make these little countertop tumbling washers. Now, they're made out of plastic now. Mine's old enough. Came from Switzerland. It's aluminum and with a steel frame. Has a lid on it and a gasket so you can open this thing up and put smaller clothing articles in there with some hot water and just a little bit of detergent, and then tumble it, versus beating it on a rock or scrubbing on a scrub board. It'll tumble those things around to help clean them. Dump out the soapy water, the dirty water, and some rinse water in there. This is a handy way of taking care of things. Well, you can buy those little tumbling washers. That's a tool to help you sanitize and clean your clothing. Here's another tool. It's a biologically active tool, biologically active in that it's alive. I consider cats to be a tool. They are a tool to keep down vermin, these small little pests. Mice and rats in particular can do an awful lot of damage to your environment, to your food and to your supplies, but they can contaminate it with their droppings they leave behind in a way that it becomes a health hazard. Cats are a very useful thing to have, and they're a useful tool to keep the critters down. Other things that you consider tool. I want to give you an idea so you start expanding. You start thinking about these things. I don't have to teach you everything that you need to know, because a lot of it you actually know if you think about it. If you go back to these areas and say, here's the eight areas we've been talking about. What have we done so far? Clothing, water, sanitation, nutrition, shelter, wellness. Now we're into tools, and then next will be supplies. A lot of this stuff makes sense already. You can begin building on what you've done right now, and I hope that I can add some more ideas and thoughts to it that will help you in your preparedness. But again, so much of it makes sense if you'll really think about it. In the area of sanitation and in the area of washing and cleaning, you may need to make another kind of a washer. Well, that's the 5 or 6 gallon bucket with a lid that has a hole that's in the center of it that big enough to put a, it would be a mop handle or a broom handle through, or in this case, the handle to a toilet plunger. It's better off to have a new one than a used one, but you could use a used one once you got it cleaned up. And now then you have a way, just like an old butter churn, of churning the water that's in there. Now, by the way, there's a device that's made for that. It's called a rapid washer that is made out of metal and actually has some holes and channels in it so it jets the water around. Sometimes it's been called a jet washer. And you plunge it up and down in that bucket. And that will stir and agitate the clothing and get them clean. And by the way, the 5 or 6 gallon bucket, 6 gallon being better, well, it's large enough, you can put some blue jeans in there and you can put some sheets in it, things like that. The little tumbling washers are not really big enough to do as much. That's great for your socks and underwear and things like that. Those are all tools. What are the tools that you need to maintain, repair, clean, fix, create? Yeah, obviously, a shovel and a rake. Wonderful tools to have to help you with some of your gardening, things like that. A lot of this makes so much sense. That's what it comes down to. Then there's supplies. Now, a lot of what we talk about, in a sense, is supplies. Nutritional things, you can have food supplies, you can have water supplies, you can have sanitation supplies. There's other things that that are very general types of things that you may have, but they're all supplies as you think about them, things that you would consume and use up. Some of the supplies I like to put in, I want them to have as many uses as possible. Multiple uses is a great thing to have. I've already mentioned some of those things in previous classes. We'll touch on a few more of them. And then just give you some ideas of some of the supplies that you may want to have. You need to store all of your stuff, your material things, your supplies and your tools and things in a way that it's easy to get at, easy to find out where they are, and if you need to have them portable or start moving things out, a way of gathering them up so they can be used. Also, you want to put them in a place where they're going to be safe. They're not likely to be flooded or burned down. Now, that can be a challenge. If you have an existing house, you're dealing with what you've got. But there are things you can do to make them as safe as possible. Food items need to be stored where it's cool, dark, and dry. They last longer that way. Other items need to be stored where it's dry. In particular, moisture and humidity is really hard on things. So pay attention to that. You may want to package them, wrap them, seal them, vacuum pack them in ways that will keep them dry and will minimize their exposure to humidity, light. All those kinds of things are important in setting your supplies and your materials aside so they will be in good shape when you need them. We'll talk more about long-term provisions right after this break. I am Jim Phillips.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Thank you.
Jim Phillips, coming to you in the program Prepare Without Fear, in your preparation to reach a future without fear. That is our goal. Setting aside these supplies, these materials, these tools, and all of these things is an important thing for you to do, but you have to know why you have what you have, what you're going to do with it. And some of the multiple uses they have, we'll cover more of those things in the future. There's all kinds of free stuff around you, by the way, that you should be saving. You know, I already mentioned things like the newsprint. Don't throw that out in your phone books, and you can tuck those away. They have several uses you can use them for, some of them more obvious than others. These plastic bags that you get at the stores, when they ask me if I want paper or plastic, I always take the plastic right now because I can store that. Paper has its uses too, but I like the plastic. Don't send them to the landfill. Tuck them away. What you do is you cut the corner out of a box. I have some of these boxes that are about a 1 foot cube, and I just cut out a 3-inch by 3-inch corner and a hole in one side in there. You start just jamming these things down in there. Man, you can get a lot of them shoved into a box. Keep cramming and stuffing and pushing them in there. Those are things that you can use to carry and tote and keep things clean or keep dirty things away from clean things, vice versa. You can weave it into rope. You can make it into baskets. You can make them into hats. You can do all kinds of things with them. So as you start learning about some of these things, you'll find all kinds of things around you that you can both learn about, you can do, you can practice, you can save, you can have, that will allow you to face situations and have things that they're just kind of there, and you just kind of know what to do, and you don't have to think all that much about it. But that's why you start now. That goes back to this idea of the law of provident living. The four items in that: spiritual, attitude, knowledge, and stuff. You see how those all fit together, and all the things that we've been talking about in the past weeks, months in here. That spiritual foundation, having an attitude that you can make it no matter what and be filled with joy in the process, and attitude will determine whether you're going to live or die when it gets really bad. You change your attitude with knowledge. Knowledge is information multiplied by experience. It's important that you have the stuff, but those other things have to be in place first. Preparedness is something that you become. You try things. You test yourself. You have fun with it. You play with this. I talk about playing with these things regularly so that you have the experience. I mean, we don't want to, if you do this as a task, if you do it as work, if you do it like you're going out to the garden to pull weeds, man, you're going to hate gardening. You know, you remember that as a kid, and you went out there as punishment to pull weeds on that. Well, you had to overcome that to get into gardening. Gardening is a fun thing to do if you approach it with the right attitude. That's why we approach preparedness with the right attitude. It's to experiment and experience, make it a part of your lifestyle, and you do it for all the good, positive reasons. And you find opportunities. Maybe you can go with the family. Maybe you go camping. Maybe you just go out for a day, and you try different things. But the more you can extend the experience, the longer it can be, and the more, I'll say, difficult the circumstances, the better off you will be, because you'll learn what it is that you can do. And I enjoy doing it with my family and with my grandkids. If we just go out and do a family reunion where we're up there camping and out for a little bit of time. And I know there may be people listening that have never camped before. Well, by golly, you should. It's a fun experience. By the way, you'll probably hate some of the things you do, but that's okay. It's okay to find something you don't necessarily like doing at the moment, but you can learn to enjoy it even though you may not necessarily like it. You can still enjoy it. Do you get the concept? The truth about life is this: there's no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. Prepare your life so that you can face the future without fear. This is Jim Phillips.